100 years ago, in 1876, there were five weekly newspapers, such as the Orange Review. In 1976, there's only one. 2076, who knows how many or what it might be at that time.
Back with Angus Green of the Orange County Review after this. We asked Angus Green of the Orange County Review to take a look at the future of newspapers between now and 2076. He decided to preface his look forward with a look back.
So let's look at the technological end of it. In 1876, the production of quote, a newspaper per se in that day was a small four-page, hand-set, hand-printed almost, custom-printed newspaper that maybe at a maximum speed of 500 in 1 hour. By 1976, what the Orange Review is doing today, an average 24-page newspaper is produced at 300 per minute. This is an enormous transition in production capabilities in this, and how did this come about? Let's drop back 100 years again, or even further. In 1400, Gutenberg and his, who invented the first movable type and what was the bestseller then and is to this day, the Bible. This was when movable type was presented, and even by 1800, this still was being used. This, a movable type, I mean a single letter producing a single image off of it. One little piece of type for an A, one for a B, and so forth. But by 1880, in the Industrial Revolution here in America, printing became part of it, and one of the most complicated machines that was recognized to this day that was ever invented, called a linotype, came on the market. This had the enormous range of, instead of setting one column of type in one day, which a man was doing with movable type, a print in those days, this machine would do three columns of type in 1 hour. So this is a real can of worms to project what might be taking place 100 years from now. The weekly newspaper, per se, is something unique in the world today. Nowhere else are there as many weekly papers. In America alone, over 25,000. In Virginia, over 100 weekly newspapers. And we enjoy a unique role. This is why we refer to it as the fourth estate. We tend to think that we stay on the pulse of the people. We closely relate to these people on a one-to-one relationship. And when it becomes the printed word, we feel it becomes a part of recorded history. We can touch upon the small events of the big pumpkin, the large litter of kittens, the big corn crop, this type of situations, in which we can cover not only with the printed word, but back it up photographically, and in which we then enjoy an unusual popularity and also demand in many facets of people's lives. It's a role in which we feel an enormous responsibility to, and yet a privilege to be a part of these people's lives and enjoy a special spot with them. 100 years from now, I think people will continue to need this close identification with one another, and I feel that newspapers will help to continue this identification.
A look at your weekly newspaper in the next century by Angus Green of the Orange County Review. That's his vision of America. I'm Russ Roberts.